Good morning.
Morning.
Anyone know what time Marv is this evening, Mincha?
5:30.
Lichtbenchen is 5:20. 5:26. Davening 5:30. So we're on to onto Tanit Esther Halacha Bet of Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Yesterday we noted that Adar is an auspicious time where we are happy. We go to court. We celebrate. We are prepared for providence to go in our favor. And there's something unique about Tanit Esther. When we think about, other than Yom Kippur, which is a biblically mandated fast with its own context, every other fast, all the other four, commemorate some tragedy. Somebody dying, something being besieged, something being destroyed. What is the bad thing that happened on Tanit Esther? What are we commemorating? What tragedy befell us? Correct. The answer is nothing. There was this decree that was latent, but what actually happened on Yud Gimel Adar? We were saved. It's a very odd moment to have a fast when we were saved and to celebrate the next day. But actually this fast is particularly characterized by its commemoration of something good. He says, Lachin kiblu aleim kol Yisrael yom zeh l'tanit tzibur. The Jewish people accepted this as a public fast. In order to remember, the God listens and remembers and heeds the prayers of those who are in distress, just as it took place in those days. Presumably they fasted on Yud Gimel Adar, prepared for the worst, and it passed over. We'll get to Passover later. But the tragedy didn't happen. So the fast on Tanit Esther is not about commemorating a tragedy, something horrific that befell us, but actually about celebrating or reenacting the power of prayer again to swing providence in our favor. It's more of a celebration through an act of fasting than it is a commemoration of a tragedy. We'll talk more about why that actually means the fast has all sorts of leniencies to it that other fast days don't. We'll get to that on Sunday. Rabbi Chanan Amen Akash, Rabbi Zagar Ishbach, Lazakot Et Yisra, Alachin Himalem Torah Mitzvot, Shnei Amad, Anad Chafetz, Amansit Ko, Yagil Taravi Adir.